Hey guys, it's Ross. This is the Ross Hyatt Podcast. And on this podcast, I'm going to be talking about a lot of me, a lot of ketogenic diet stuff, and also just some life motivation, man. So first off, what I want to get into, I want to explain a little bit about this podcast and why I'm starting it. So basically, I've been doing the keto diet for the ketogenic diet for about the past year or so. And over the past year especially, it just seems like it's exploded. I get so many DMs, so many messages, people wanting to try out what type of foods they can eat, what they can eat, what the diet is, all that stuff. So I made this for a couple of reasons. I made it to help people, just give them advice, you know, offer value to them. Another reason is just to kind of be a little bit of a success story. I don't toot my own horn too much or anything, but I have lost 75 pounds on this diet, guys. So, I mean, it does work. I started off at about 250, 255. I was super miserable. Like, I was super miserable the whole time. Got over it, lost the weight. I did it all from the ketogenic diet. Honestly, I started my fitness journey and I wasn't on keto at first. I was just doing, just kind of counting calories. I lost about 20 pounds that way. I hit a big time wall. I was eating low calories. I just couldn't really get any more fat off. I was about 230. And then I found the ketogenic diet and I dropped weight fast, guys, super fucking fast. So I just want to help other people out and kind of just show them what I did, help them along their journey. I really want you guys to message me if you guys have any questions about it. If you guys have questions, I want to address it in this podcast. This is what I want to do with this podcast. So what is the keto diet? That's what I get asked the most. You know, it's super new to a lot of people. The ketogenic diet is basically just a high fat, low carb diet. I would say moderate protein. A lot of people say high fat, high protein. It is naturally you're going to be getting a lot of protein from the foods you're eating, you know, a lot of animal fats and stuff like that. I don't stress the high protein because I think people take that too far and they start drinking a bunch of energy or a bunch of protein shakes and stuff like that. You really want to watch your protein intake on the ketogenic diet. The reason is because when you get too much protein in your body, your body turns that into glucose, which ends up can get stored as fat. So you really don't want that. When you have too much glucose, it gets turned into glycogen. And it will get stored as fat, so you guys want to be super careful on that. But mainly, there's a big stress on the high fat. You want to get as many good fats in as you can. Your olive oils, your avocado oils, your avocados, your nuts, stuff like that is super good. Low carbs. You're obviously gonna, you know, I did Atkins when I was younger. Atkins worked pretty good for me. Just any diet low carb is you're gonna lose some weight. So a little bit about myself. Like I said, I've lost about 70, 75 pounds on the ketogenic diet. Before I started, I mean, I was in such a bad place in my life. I just got over addiction. I'm fucking addict at heart. I mean, anything I do, I get addicted to, it seems like. A little bit of background on me as far as the addiction. I was not a full-blown alcoholic, but I think I was starting to get to the point where I was going to have a problem. I was addicted to pills for a while. I was addicted to cocaine. I was addicted to Xanax bad. I was a heavy weed smoker. I was just going down a super bad path, guys. I wasn't happy. And I ended up going to rehab. For all that. And that was a super low point in my life. That was right when I got out of high school. I was doing all that stuff while I was still in high school, and that was just a super bad point. And a lot of people lose weight during that process. I felt like I was kind of the opposite. I ate a lot more, honestly. I ate a lot more, and that just, it kept me happy to an extent, but that went away. And then once I got clean off of the bad drugs, then I turned to the bad food drugs. And that was also a bad mix for me. I feel like food is one of the worst not talked about drugs in the planet. There's so many food addictions, untreated food addictions out there. A lot of people binge eat. A lot of people do all types of dumb eating, just junk food. It's not good. It's not talked about enough. I hope to push health on this podcast with you guys. I hope to, you know, just push you guys to try a new way of a new lifestyle, basically. You know, people think that it's just life's not enjoyable when you have to stay to a diet or you have to eat the good foods. And that's just not true. I mean, I have a whole new outlook on life just from having a better diet and just, you know, taking care of my body a little bit more. Like, I'm fucking greedy as hell. Like, I want to live till I'm 150 and just stay here and talk to all you motherfuckers every day. So, that's enough about myself though. So before I end this podcast today, I just wanted to give a little quick intro on this first episode, just to kind of let you know what I'm about, what this podcast is going to be about, and to hopefully give you fuckers some motivation to start doing some stuff. So, lastly, I wanted to go over the benefits of doing the ketogenic diet. The benefits, besides for the weight loss, besides for the extreme fat loss, which is two big selling points right there, there's much more to it. There's much more to it. And that's why I've stuck to the keto diet. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, is because it's just so amazing. There is so many benefits. I've compiled a list of kind of, not all the benefits, but just my favorite ones. Number one, increased energy. You are going to have so much more energy. And the deal with this energy is it's sustained energy. You know, when you eat a really high carb meal, right after that high carb meal, you crash. You know, you just get tired. You want to take a nap. You're real lethargic. You just crash. On the keto diet, when you eat a meal, you have more energy than ever. Like, it's just, and it's sustained. Like, it doesn't, you know, fluctuate. On a high carb, you know, you'll crash and then you'll have all kinds of energy. And then you'll crash again and you'll have all kinds of energy. This doesn't happen. You'll have sustained energy, and it's high energy too, guys. Like, it's so much more energy than you get from carbs running off of fat. It's crazy. It's amazing, really. So that is my number one benefit. Number two is better mental focus and better brain cognition. So our brains are made up mainly of fat and cholesterol. Being made up of fat and cholesterol, being on a ketogenic diet that is high in fat and a lot of cholesterol, really, it makes our brains run a lot more efficiently, which has a ton of fucking benefits. Like, it's so amazing when you actually can get into ketosis after a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, however long it takes you, and you actually feel the full effects of what it does for your brain. Like, it's so amazing, guys. Like faster thinking, just your thought process is so clear. You, like, the times where you're looking to find that one word and you just kind of space it, or you can't remember what you're about to say, that kind of goes away. Like, you just think so clear when you're on a ketogenic diet. So that is my benefit number two. Number three is the massive drop in water weight that you have, especially at first, even the first 4 or 5 days. A lot of times in the first 4 or 5 days, people lose 10 pounds and they're just sold on the diet right away. You guys have to know, that is water weight. That's not body fat you're losing. You might have lost a little bit of body fat, but that is mainly water weight. The good thing with that is you look a lot leaner. on this diet, you're going to look a lot leaner because you're going to be basically a little bit dehydrated. So a big thing on this diet is you have to drink a lot of water. You do have to drink a lot of water. You need to consume a lot of minerals, you know, your salts, all of your micros. You need to make sure you consume those guys, because that's what's going to be able to make you hold on to a little bit of that water, because your kidneys will get flushed out of all the water they're holding on to, and you're going to lose a lot of water weight. But it does make you look a lot leaner, and that is my benefit number three. So benefit number four, losing all that water weight and losing, you know, just that weight in general, you're going to have a lot less bloating, which is super nice, because it does give you that leaner look, especially if you are to the point, the body fat point where you're about to have abs. If you're about there, you're going to have abs when you do the keto diet. And that's just kind of by default, because you're going to look so much leaner and just so much more toned on this, that it's crazy. So that is my benefit number five. I don't know. Benefit number six is better skin quality, guys. That is big, and that's kind of surprising for me, because I always kind of thought that like a higher fat diet, you would kind of have breakouts and stuff like that. And you do a little bit at first, you know, at first when your body's still getting used to it, you do have some breakouts, but that's very temporary. Once your body gets used to it and adapts to running off of fats, you have such clear skin, and it's just real radiant looking skin. It makes you look really good. It makes you glow. So that's something that I was pretty surprised about, and it's nice. So that was benefit number six, I think. Benefit number seven is, okay, suppressed appetite. So suppressed appetite's a big one, and that's going to be a big difference you're going to notice pretty fast, really. Within the first 4 or 5 days, once you start the keto diet, you're going to notice that you're not as hungry in between meals that you normally are. You know, I eat 3 meals a day, which some people say, you know, eat 5, eat 2. You know, it doesn't really matter, as long as you're getting the amount of calories, whatever your goal is, in per day. It doesn't really matter how many meals you eat. And it doesn't matter when you eat them either. I mean, you could eat it right before you go to bed. You could eat it right when you get up. You could eat it during the middle of the day. It doesn't matter, guys. But the suppressed appetite's big. And that is kind of one of the other reasons why people lose weight, is just because they're not as hungry to pack as much food in. And when you do eat, you know, you don't need as much. You know, when you're on a high carb diet, a lot of times, you know, you feel like every meal you can go to the buffet and eat a ton, and then be just as hungry your next meal. This is not like that. Which brings me into my next benefit, which is benefit number seven, and that is less sugar cravings. You guys are gonna have, like, if you're one of those people, kind of like me, I'm more into the like baked items. Like, I love fucking brownies and cookies and shit like that. But if you're into candy and stuff, you're going to have a lot less sugar cravings. So if that's one of your big trip ups, is like candy and, you know, baked items, stuff like that, all that good shit. You're not going to, once you start this diet, after about the first 4 or 5 days, you're not going to have as many cravings for that stuff. Which is huge. Like, that helps out so much, on any diet. Having less sugar cravings is so big. So you're going to have less sugar cravings. And even for all you little soda junkies out there that have to have your soda, and I'm going to talk about that in a later episode, so make sure you stay tuned and listen to if you can have sodas or not. The answer is no. Less sugar cravings. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, even if you're the biggest fucking candy junkie out there, once you get started on this diet, you'll see what I mean by that, because it's like, it's a huge deal. So I don't know how many benefits that was. I think that was 7, maybe 8. I don't know. I don't have that clear of thinking on this diet, but I do have super clear fucking thinking, but I wasn't keeping track. But anyways, that's all I'm going to leave you guys with today. I'm about to go to bed. It's late. It's like 11 o'clock. I have to work in the morning. So this is my first episode. I made some just kind of playing around, and I ended up deleting them because I thought they were trash. So this is my first real episode I'm putting out for the Ross Hyatt podcast. If you guys haven't already, you guys should add me on Instagram at underscore Ross Hyatt, R-O-S-S-H-I-A-T-T underscore. Once again, that's underscore Ross Hyatt underscore. Also add me on Snapchat at Ross Hyatt. And yeah, guys, you guys can just DM me or message me your questions, whatever you have. Also, you should favorite this podcast because you guys will be able to hear this beautiful voice every single fucking day if you want. And I figured, I mean, that kind of just makes your day right there. Like, I don't know, like, just listening to me. I figure that's kind of cool for you. So I think that's all I have. I think that's pretty much everything. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I'm about to go to bed, but I hope everyone has a good night. Favorite this podcast if you liked it. If not, then sorry. But have a good night, guys. I will keep you guys posted on the next episode. See you.